the old ones anymore. When I read this again with a fresh look, which is the beautiful thing about the Bible, turns out you can read it more than once. I was trying to think about this, and so I want you to help me to use your imagination for a moment. Think about this. Look, I'm creating a heaven, new heavens and new earth. No one will even think about the old ones anymore. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine not thinking about everything we've been working on and the projects we have and the grass I've been growing in my front yard and the concerns I have to help raise my son or pay my bills? Can you even think about that? So close your eyes with me for 30 seconds right now and just take a moment and imagine yourself closer to God with a new body and a new mind in a new world. Look around, see, taste, smell. Who do you see? What do you hear? Whatever it is, it must be so amazing that we don't think about this world anymore. That's what's in store for us. And we have to remember that every day we hit that snooze button. We wake up, we go to work, go to school. We have to remember that every time we sit down and make supper and talk to our family or go catch up with mom. We have to remember that every time we chat with our friends at the work lunch table and decide if we're going to go help that neighbor who we don't really know that well but might really need our help. We have to remember that. My friends, I don't want 2020 or the new year to just be a meme. I don't want it to be that guy for you, you know? I want 2020 to just be a punchline of another joke or just laughter about how people don't make resolutions anymore, you know, or people never keep them. It's always funny, right? We actually made resolutions this year. I can never remember doing that, but ask me about that later. That's an anecdote. All I want is for it to be the best year of your life so far in the area that matters most. And that area is, I submit humbly, the most important area you can focus on is who you're becoming. Who are you becoming? Because I believe that who we are is always in flux. I don't think we are just sort of at a plateau or a certain level on who we are. How can we be when the world is always changing around us? Right? And our mind is hard to turn off. We're always changing, right? We're changing, growing, moving towards God, away from God. Who are we becoming? You know, people always say that your relationship with God is the most important thing in life. Right? And I'm not going to argue with that. That's true. Sometimes it's about language and presentation. And, you know, sometimes when you hear that, you think some sort of measure, like who am I, how, I don't know, how is my relationship with God, what am I comparing it to, Moses, you know, I mean, what are you comparing it to, pastor, you know, blood pressure, your retirement account balance, you know, social media likes, whatever, what do you, and your relationship with God, how's that, how would you rate it, like, you know, it's not like that, I don't see it as the same level, and I just want to us to remember as we close today. I want us to remember something that we talked about last time in November. Didn't you remember we talked about how we're playing an infinite game? I actually shared this idea that we're playing the infinite game. We talked about how we're all playing the infinite game and that there are certain rules we must live by. If we play by the wrong rules, the game doesn't work and we lose out. And that metaphor of a game is just a way of keeping perspective, right? It's just a simple way to keep perspective. Do you remember this timeline we talked about? It's cut off there, but there's a beginning and ending. There's two arrows on there. The timeline, the white timeline, is our lives as described by God's word. It's what he's promised us. And you can't see it there. Oh, you can up there. you know, this life that we talked about, this life that we just spent 30 seconds thinking that we may not ponder it that much, is a small bit of what is ahead. So with that in mind, back to my point, who you're becoming in 2020 has a huge impact on you. Don't forget this. My charge for 2020 is become the person that you're meant to be. It's everything God wants for you. And the Lord said through his servant Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. Talk about a new beginning. A new spirit is everything, right? We interpret everything through our mind, through our spirit. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart, and I will give you one tender and responsive. That's my prayer for our church. It's my prayer for each one of you coming into the new year. And as we sing now about God's extravagant love, dwell on how you will respond to God's amazing love this year. Dwell on it as we sing. And I want to pray with you right now as we kind of get ready for the final song. I do believe, my friends, that the Holy Spirit will prompt you. And just respond as best you can to the Lord. Listen to the Holy Spirit and what he wants to help you become all you can be this year. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this house of worship this morning. Thank you for giving us your presence. All we have to do, all you ask, is that we stop, we're still, we're quiet, and we listen for you. By reading, by talking with you, give us the guidance we need to be the person you want us to be in 2020. We need a new start. Even if we don't feel like we do, we do. We always need a new start with you, God, and you give it to us in abundance. Thank you for being a God of new beginnings. Thank you for calling us to something better, onward and upward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You were a lover before time's beginning. You gave your love freely, withholding nothing. Jesus, my Jesus, you carried the weight of the world on your shoulder. Did nothing to prove you were for us, Jesus, my Jesus. It's extravagant, it doesn't make sense, we'll never say you love us, say It doesn't make sense. We'll never comprehend the way you love us. It's unthinkable. Only heaven knows just how far you'd go.
As we separate our go different ways this morning, continue to give us the gift of your Holy Spirit. Help us tune in to you. Help us remember you're the God of new beginnings, no matter what has gone on in the past. You've demonstrated your track record time and time again. There's nothing else you could do except wait and call us. Father, help us share the love that you put in our hearts. Help us take a step closer to you wherever we are in our walk. If we're a lifelong Christian, Father, help us find a new nugget, a new truth, a new encouragement this week and this year. If we're on the edge, if we're on the fence, if we are brand new, just nurture our hearts, Father. We trust you with everything that we have. In Jesus' name we pray as a church. Amen. Thank you for coming this week. We look forward to seeing you next Sabbath. And as we go, let's sing a little outro song for an important member of our music team, if you will. Her name is Gianna, and she turned the lovely age of 18 this week. Let's hear it for Gianna.
Yeah.
So, stand up. So as we part ways, let's sing a little happy birthday and get some hugs going on. 3, 2.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gianna. Happy birthday to you.
Ha ha.